old-timers said, if you don't like that, you don't love the good Lord and you walk funny. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Stacy. Yes, she did. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, boy. Amen, brother. That's good. Amen, brother. Yeah. Something, yeah. Amen, brother Steve. Yeah. 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 Y'all realize what the Lord is coming for. Amen, brother. I know where I'm going when I leave this world. Hallelujah. Hey. Amen. Yes, and I love this place. Amen. We love you, brother. When I die, I'm going to lay right here. Yes, sir. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to preach my funeral if you're alive. If not, that old man right there. Amen, brother.
When y'all get ready.
Yeah. Amen. Amen, brother. Glory to God. What a blessing. Suit me if we just go on and get raptured. Amen. Right after the book of Esther and before the book of Job, you'll find a little book called Nehemiah. I want you to find it tonight. Nehemiah. I promise you I'm not going to be very long, really. I believe the Lord just blew through here a little bit. The average Baptist wouldn't know the Holy Ghost if he met him at Walmart. Y'all understand what I'm telling you? We've got God in such a religious box, and he's got to move this way, and he's got to move that way, or he's got to meet the approval of this committee. Hey, God ain't never asked for your approval. He don't need it to work. Amen. The older I get, the more I realize, the less I know, and how small I am, and how big he is. I just let God be God. Amen. Nehemiah chapter number 6. If you know the story of the book of Nehemiah, we've got the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. Nehemiah gets word that his hometown, the walls which represent the power and the security of the city, lay in shambles and lay in waste. Nehemiah gets a burden to do something about it. He gets letters and permission from the king and Artaxerxes, and he goes and he gathers a remnant of people and he begins to build the wall. In Nehemiah chapter number 6, I want you to notice and understand you are no different than Nehemiah. As soon as you begin to do something for God, you're going to face opposition. Some without, some within. Sometimes the brethren can be as mean and as wicked as all hell itself. And I believe even saved people can do that. Y'all listening? Nehemiah chapter number 6. Bible said it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, this is the enemy, the Arabian and the rest of our enemies, heard that I had builded the wall and that there were no breach left therein, though at that time had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. I preached a message one time, don't go to Ono. Amen. But they thought to do me, say the word with me,
mischief.
Let me stop right there. Some people intentionally mean no harm. But the devil gets in them. And the devil's intention is to do you harm. I'll get a little ahead of myself, but I want you to understand, Nehemiah understood that these people meant him harm. These people meant no good. People will come to you, oh, I want to be a blessing and I want to be a help. And if you ain't careful, they'll rip what you're doing apart. Amen. Be careful, everybody that wants to help you. He said, and I sent messengers unto them. He didn't even respond to them personally, saying, I am doing a, say the next two words with me, great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? I want our bus people to stand. Captains, helpers, drivers. Are y'all listening? People that cook bus breakfast. I mean it. Get on your feet. You cook bus breakfast. Get up. Mechanics. People that fill a bus up with gas. People that prepare lunch in the afternoons before the... Y'all understand we feed these kids twice on Sunday? Remain standing. I want every Sunday school teacher to stand. Every Sunday school helper or assistant. Sunday school director. People that helps make sure our Sunday school works on Sunday. I want our children's church. Preachers, workers, wives, assistants to stand up. Our junior church workers, preachers, assistants, helpers. I want our teen church workers, preachers, assistants, wives, helpers. I want you on your feet tonight. I want our nursery workers to stand tonight. Our Patch and our Pee Wee Club and those that help to stand tonight. I want our RU ministry to stand tonight. Everybody that helps with that. I want my deacons on their feet tonight. The people who help me. If you'll notice, that's 90% of this church or better. Just don't sit down. Here's the message tonight. Eyeball you, preacher, for a minute. Great job. Great job. I worked for years at Stasco Mechanical under a man by the name of P.D. Hendricks. P.D. wore his glasses on his nose, and we all made fun of him. He talked through his nose. Brother Terry, he came when your mama died and was there at the funeral, and I preached. And after the funeral, he said, I get to say something to you I ain't said in a long time. I said, what's that, P.D.? He said, good job. As your preacher tonight, I want to say something to you tonight. Good job. Amen. I don't tell you enough how much I appreciate what you do. And you are not taken for granted. And you are not gone a single day without being prayed for. And I just want to say from my heart, thank you. You can be seated. Those of you who were still seated while they were standing, it's my feeling that you're not far behind them. Amen. If you start coming around here, it ain't if you get involved, it's when. Amen. I just want to say to our folks tonight, I appreciate you. You're doing a great work. And I want to give you some advice from this scripture tonight, and we're going to go to the house or Waffle House or some house. Amen. I just want to give you some advice from these scriptures tonight. Number one, Nehemiah said, we're doing a great work. Never dismiss the value of what you're doing. Never, listen to me, never dismiss the value of what you're doing. If you're not careful, the devil will magnify a minor. Let me say it again. The devil will magnify a minor and cause you to focus on something that does not matter and cause you to ignore the major. Are you listening to me? You better get this. If you're going to serve God, you better get this down deep in your heart. The devil will cause you to focus. He'll get your attention on a minor. Nehemiah said, hey, I'm doing something bigger than you, Sanballat. I'm doing something bigger than you, Tobiah and Geshem and the rest of that crowd that disapproves what I'm doing. I do not have time to turn my back on these children and fool with the likes of you. Every now and then, you just need to get you a little bit of grit in your craw and some gumption and get you a little bit of attitude and realize that what we're doing, the value of it is far greater than what's trying to distract you. You don't have to raise your hand, but I want you to think about it. Since you've been doing what it is that you're doing, if you were standing on your feet tonight, whatever it is you do, since you've been doing it, has somebody made you mad? Has somebody hurt your feelings? Let me tell you something. Austin is worth more than all that. Austin is worth more than, and them other two that got saved this morning, they're worth more. Their value is far greater than somebody who disapproves of your tactics, your styles, your ability. Somebody help me preach tonight. Our job is to populate heaven. And I think we're doing a pretty good job. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Keep it up. Always remember the value of what you're doing. Hey, you may be behind the scenes. Nobody may ever give you a bus award or call your name out. Maybe all you do is people see you at the gas station on Saturday, Brother Dwayne, with a nozzle stuck in a bus, filling it full of gas. Hey, it can't run without. Somebody figures out how to get them to do it, let me know. You can get them to run on tap water, bless God. We'll be in business, amen. What you're doing is of great value. Seems like a menial task. But it's necessary to get the job done. Somebody said, I don't see why we have to buy all these pop tarts. And I won't you shut up. See why I have to, why they can't these kids eat at home? Won't you go spend a week in their house? Before you open your big trap, why don't you go spend a week at their house? Hey, amen, I'm glad to go home with their little bellies full. Yes, sir. Hey, they can sit in the preaching and listen a whole lot better if their stomach ain't roaring like a lion. I guarantee you that mama didn't get up and fix them nothing before they left. Remember the value of what you're doing. On Saturday night when it hits you like it does my wife, oh, I've got bus breakfast in the morning. Can I get a witness that happened to anybody else? Oh, I just remembered. I got to cook cupcakes tomorrow. Got to get to Publix before they close. Just remember, there's going to be a little smiling face with icing on their chin. The value of what you're doing. The next time the devil casts doubt on what you're doing, think about your preacher. I was one of those bus children. I love my home church with all my heart, but they fought, Brother Jay. They didn't want the bus ministry. Not till it got big and popular, and then everybody was for it. But when it first started, he did it out of his own pocket. Bought the gas himself, bought the bubble gum himself, knocked on the doors himself. He did it all. And I wonder if that Saturday Levi wrote that song about when Brother Jay knocked on my door. I wonder if he knew the value of that one knock he made that day. You won't know till we get to heaven just what it is you've done for the cause of Christ. And I want to encourage you tonight to always remember the value. Always remember the value. I want you to remember the grips and the Maurice Hey, they may get bigger and go to the world, but God got them while they're here.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Number two, listen to me very carefully. Ignore your critics. There's only one critic that matters in this place. Let me make that three. Me, Brother Freddie, and Brother Charles. If Brother Charles comes to you and says, hey, I got a problem, you got a problem. You in big trouble if Brother Charles comes, amen? You see Brother Charles comes and says, me and you need to talk, brother, you've been done bad, amen? I want you to understand something. Usually, the people who criticize what you're doing do not contribute to what you're doing. I'm this from my heart tonight. I can get this off the internet. This from my heart. I think about as much of those who criticize what you're doing and how you do it and the methods you use, as much as I think about a chihuahua barking at that freight train out there. What I'm trying to say is your preacher's got you back. Your assistant preacher's got you back. Your assistant preacher over here has got you back. Don't go home with your feelings hurt because somebody don't like what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just look them right dead square in the eyeball and say, well, Brother Eddie ain't said nothing to me. Let me buy you a CD of last Sunday night. Always going to be some non-contributor tell you how much better they could do it if the job was theirs. No fear, it never will be. I ain't being angry tonight. I'm trying to encourage my folks. We all right? I think every now and then we'll just let you know we appreciate you. And I thank God for it. And I really like to do it when you're catching some flack. And there's some people who ain't here tonight. I wish they was. They need encouraging. Ignore your critics. Now listen, don't think by saying that I'm saying you're perfect. You far. Whoa, wait. You need backup. I ain't said you was perfect. You can always get some help. But that help that's not asked for is usually not help. Y'all remember Job? Job had some precious friends in the ministry. Oh, Job went through a trial and Job got down. He's in sackcloth and ashes. He's lost everything he had. Guess who comes to see him? The brethren. Remember what Job said unto them? Some miserable comforters are ye. I was feeling pretty bad before y'all got here, and now I want to kill myself. That's about the average badness right there, amen? You're out there doing everything you can. You struggled to get out of bed and get here on time. You got on a cold bus that didn't half want to crank. By the way, the Carrollton bus didn't even make it this morning. The sucker broke down, is that right? You don't know. Somebody told me it was on Facebook. Somebody said Carrollton bus broke down, huh? Stuck in the mud. I knew we needed four-wheel drive buses. Me and Brother Jason been wanting to build a monster bus for a long time. Now we got reason, amen. Had one stuck this morning. I feel one coming on, Chase. Amen. We'll build us a monster bus. I felt something on that, amen. I might drive that myself. Take it up to the mud bog, amen. I lost my whole train of thought, but I'm building a monster bus. Amen. That'd be fun. Get out here, some of these people that think they're... Never mind. Bigfoot them one time. Amen. Ignore your critics. 90% of the time, the people who criticize what you do ain't doing nothing. The reason they're criticizing is because they're not busy. They ain't doing nothing themselves, so they got to find out what's wrong with what you're doing. Y'all all right? And I ain't after nobody tonight. I'll be honest with you, I ain't got nobody in mind. Have you ever been criticized? If I got a problem with you, I'll come to you. We'll sit down, we'll work it out. We'll move on. If it just ain't working for you, we'll find you somewhere else to serve. Y'all all right? Amen. It'd be like putting David Connell. Where'd he go? It'd be like putting David Connell in the nursery. Man hates kids. I ain't putting him in the middle of them. Go out to go to get your kid, and they'd all be in a cage back there somewhere. David'd say, everything's fine. Amen. Y'all all right? Number one, never underestimate the value of what you're doing. Never underestimate the value of what you're doing. Remember the song the little youth choir sang? The value of one? Strike up the choir. Remember? Up in heaven they're singing, strike up the choir. Another sinner's come home. The value of one. Austin, you're worth everything we do, buddy. You're worth what it costs to heat this building and light this building. You're worth what it costs to run those buses up and down the road. You're worth what it costs to buy the insurance. One! 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 Somebody said, we ain't seeing no fruit from the bus ministry. One. One's enough. One's enough. Listen, never underestimate the value of what you're doing. Amen. You don't know how many nights the Lord has to help me. Laying in a motel. Get sick and tired of waking up and not knowing where I am. You wake up in the middle of the night. Anybody ever stayed in motels? Y'all know what I'm talking about? You wake up in the middle of the night and you go, wait, whoa, 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 now where am I? You think you're at home? And then you get up to go to the bathroom and it ain't where it's supposed to be. Somebody's already put a wall there. Wham! And I lay in the bed and have a pity party. And the devil says, you got a good-looking wife at home by herself. These people don't appreciate what you're doing. I felt that way in Kentucky a couple of weeks ago. Tuesday night, the Holy Ghost moved in. Three or four got saved in the service.
Amen, brother. Thank God.
And I just backed up in the corner and stuck my tongue out. At the devil who had tormented me the night before.
Amen.
Don't ever dismiss the value of what you're doing. I know this is simple. But if you're not careful, you'll do this very thing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sure will.
The enemy will come and you'll focus, well, they don't like me. So what?
Yes,
who cares? Do them children love you? Do they appreciate it when you show up on Sunday morning? Do they appreciate it when you're dishing out Pop-Tarts and hot dogs and corn dogs? Hey, do they appreciate it when you put a hand over their shoulder and pray with them and lead them to Christ? Quit worrying about those who don't appreciate it. Ever underestimate the value of what you're doing. Most of the world will never see the boat you built, Brother Jerry. But those little children saw it.
Amen.
And they appreciate it.
Yeah.
And your preacher appreciates it.
Amen.
Amen. Ignore your critics. Can I give you another? Number three, just some advice to help you along the way. Keep on in spite of your faults. I've been, Brother William mentioned a while ago, come April 25th. I know I was pastoring before that, 3 weeks before that, but I was ordained on April the 25th in 1993. This April will mark 20 years. You think I got it figured out? You got another thing coming. This world throws something new at me every time I turn around. I look at Brother Freddie and shake my head, and he looks at me, and we look at Brother Charles, and Brother Charles goes, oh, mighty one, what do we do here? And Brother Charles
while he's floating up off the ground? Says, I don't know. Amen.
What I'm trying to say is we ain't none of us got it all figured out. You're going to make some wrong decisions on your bus ride. You're going to make some bad decisions in your Sunday school class. Watch this. We're dealing with kids who don't have any upbringing. You're going to lose your temper. Does that mean you should? No. You ought to maintain control of yourself 100% of the time. But fact of being is, you're stupid and you won't.
Amen.
With all the love in my heart, I said that. I've lost my temper. I all but cussed Barbara Baker out in the parking lot one day. I ain't lying. We had a fight. Say amen. I won, too. Don't you forget it. Seriously. Hey, we got right with each other before the sun went down. But I lost my temper only because she did first. Hey, sometimes, man, pressure gets on, and you'll lose it. Just because you lose it don't mean you can't get it back and pick up and go on. If I quit every time I made a wrong decision, oh, Lord, I've been gone from here week one. There's no telling at the days of stuff I've said, Brother Charles. I look at him for reassurance on the front row, and he ain't even looking at me. He's going, oh. That's how I check myself, amen. He does a whole lot less of that these days. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Charles, I love you. I'll just pick it. You know that. I wouldn't disrespect that man for nothing and whoop you if you do, amen. You're going to make mistakes. Don't let them knock you out. Okay? You're going to make mistakes, and there may be a time where I have to come. Brother Jason, you ain't ran an RU program before. You just not even a year into this thing. I may have to come and say, ho, right there, Doc. Let's rein her back a little bit. Don't get mad at me. Rein her back, and let's get it right, and let's go forward. Are you okay? Amen. If you're right with God, you can handle a little bit of correction.
Amen.
You can handle a little bit of instruction. When it's coming from the right spirit,
yes, sir,
and when it's coming for the right place.
Right. Yes.
Now listen, when it's coming in the wrong spirit and from the wrong place, you have my permission to say, mind your own business.
Amen.
Go put that on your Facebook.
Amen.
If Brother Eddie don't appreciate what I'm doing, he'll let me know.
Right.
Y'all okay? You look quiet on me. I'm trying to tell you, I got your back. And I want to reassure you of that tonight. You're doing a great job. You're doing something a lot of people wouldn't do. And a lot of people won't come to this church because of it. Because they can't sit here and do nothing and be comfortable. They feel guilty because they're not serving somewhere. This is a doing church. And you're doing people. I know a lot of times you get the idea, boy, a preacher thinks I ain't doing enough. Some of you, I think, are doing too much. Now, Brother Jason, and I'm just talking tonight. This ain't a normal Sunday night. These people are coming to me by the droves wanting a project. People who are coming to RU wanting a, is it a project? Somebody, is that what it's called? A challenge. They wanting a challenge. Now, I've told some of them, and don't correct them. If I now sign that paper, if all I told them to do was keep doing what you're doing, that's a challenge. I'm not going to put something else on somebody that's already doing so much. Y'all okay? Is that all right? Me and you work together, brother. Amen. Hey, that's a good challenge. Don't quit your bus route. Don't quit your Sunday school class. Suck up the criticism and go another week. Amen. That's a pretty good challenge, amen. Hey, don't ever forget the value of what you're doing. Ignore your critics. Let me tell you something. It'd do most of you good if you didn't have Facebook. It'd do most of you good if you just didn't have it. And not because of what you put on it, but because of what you see on it. Just because of what you see that other people say that affects your spirit.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. I'd be scared to death to look at it myself.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Tony Shirley talked about Googling himself. Not me. Somebody said, you're all over the internet. Don't know. Y'all serious? Y'all listening to me? I'm telling you, you go home and delete that stuff. If you can't live without it, you got a problem. You need to come to RU. You hooked on Facebook. If your computer shut down, you'd be like this. Somebody told me the other day, said, but I got a farm. I didn't know what that was. I thought, man, you need a hobby. I just get on Facebook to farm. Come on to my house. I got about 10 acres needs bush hogging. I'll hand you a sling blade and you can knock yourself out, amen? Farm all you want, amen? Ignore you critics. Don't forget the value of what you're doing. Keep on in spite of your faults. Keep on in spite of your faults. You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. Make up your mind. Hey, God put me in this. I'm going to do it till he takes me out. So I'm going to see if I can't do it better next week. Get you a book on what you're doing. Get some other people's ideas. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. Read up on it. Read up on the bus ministry. Read up on Sunday school. I don't mind Sunday school teachers being creative and having their own little promotion. People come to me all the time. Brother Eddie, you carefully do this in my class? I don't. As long as it's within the guidelines of this book.
Amen.
Amen. As long as you ain't singing worldly music and teaching out of NIV or some other weird old version.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
I'll let you have ice cream party, clean up after yourself.
Yes, sir.
Field trips, whatever y'all want to do. Man, I'm with you. When I see people putting the effort, man, I sure ain't going to throw a blanket on your parade.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to back you up.
Amen.
Amen. In spite of your faults, just keep on going. Can I give you a third one? I'm almost done. I really am. I'm almost done. I wish Brother Allen's here tonight, and I love him. He was my boss. I wanted to impress him then. I want to impress him now. I wished I had a good alliterated outline, and Brother Allen leave and go, oh, man, that's the best preaching I ever heard. This is what God put on my heart tonight.
Yeah.
Number three, make sure you keep yourself fed. Make sure you keep yourself fed. And I ain't talking about them good Krispy Kremes Brother Bob brought today. Hallelujah. I took it. They give me a whole box, Brother Lowe. Whole box Krispy Kreme donuts. Got one of them. Took them home. Went to a funeral. Come back. Two left in that box. I'm going home putting them in the microwave. Amen. Somebody help me right now. We'll preach. Amen. I know they're bad for your heart, so bring them to me and I'll save you the trouble. Amen. I ain't talking about Krispy Kreme. Keep yourself spiritually fed. Now listen to me. A lot of y'all miss a lot of what goes on in here because you're serving elsewhere. Man, I didn't even have an outline. You asked Levi this morning. I sat down in his office. I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I showed him a piece of paper that didn't have a cotton-picking thing on it. I said, there's what I got. Am I telling you the truth? Now, boy, God helped me this morning. And I preached what was on my heart. And there's some folks out and around that need to hear that. Amen. Somebody said, well, you just pitched a fit. You need to hear a fit pitched every now and then. Amen. Do you good every now and then just to get your hide skint just a little bit.
Amen,
brother. Amen. Man, listen, be careful that you'll get so busy serving God that you forget to spend any time with him. You miss some preaching. Some of you miss it on Sunday morning. Some of you miss it on Wednesday nights because you're in the teen church, a patch club, or peewee. One of these, all these things are going on. Sister Irene, I don't want to embarrass her, but she came to me a while back and she said, Brother Eddie, is it okay with you if we take a little break with the, is it Patch or Pee-wee?
Pee-wee.
I said, of course it is. She said, I just want to be in the church and get to preaching on Wednesday night. I said, you take a break as long as you need to. That goes for the rest of you too. I respect that. I don't see that as a sign of weakness. I see that as a sign of hunger. Make sure you're fed spiritually. That's not my responsibility. If you take on a role of leadership, that's your responsibility. If you're big enough to stand out there and teach or preach these kids, you be big enough to spoon feed yourself. And when you get so weary, and when the critics get you so shot out, and you just ain't pleasing nobody, so you're going to quit, I can tell you right quick, you're starving. Yeah. Amen. You're spiritually weak. That's why that affects you. That's why it knocks you down. That's why it knocks the wind out of you. But when somebody who ain't doing nothing criticizes something you are doing, that ought to just fire you up. That ought to just fire you up. If you weren't spiritually anemic, it would. You all right? I'm telling you, feed yourself spiritually. You need a prayer life. And if you ain't got one, you don't need to be serving. You need to be sitting.
Amen.
You need a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm talking beyond a salvation. I'm talking about a father and a son relationship. Yes, you need that.
Amen.
Daily.
Yes, that's right.
And I'm telling you, brother, when you're spiritually strong and all this stuff comes at you, you'll be like Nehemiah. I ain't going down there. By the way, you go tell them I ain't got time to fool with it.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some things people come to me, Brother Eddie, you need to deal with this. Don't bother. I ain't dealing with that.
Amen.
I ain't dealing with junk. Let junk be junk.
Yeah, that's right.
Fire burns a lot higher when you stir it.
Yes, sir.
Mess smells a lot worse when you stir it with
yes,
a stick.
Sir.
Amen. I've learned just leave stuff alone.
You're right.
Amen. You know what that makes people feel like? Oh, this is so important that Brother Eddie stopped everything else he's doing. He's going to come deal with my little problem.
Yeah. That's right.
So don't you do it either.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
I ain't got time to deal with every negative thing that's put on Facebook, so don't even tell me about it.
Amen.
I ain't feeling all that stuff. Let the chihuahuas bark at the train.
Yeah.
The train going to roll on, baby. Y'all all right? Keep yourself fed. Keep yourself fed. I come in here some Sunday morning. You ask Brother William. He sits right there beside me. Brother, I'm nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rockers. I'm like a quarter horse backed up in the gate, waiting for him to turn that calf out. I'm just, let me go. Let me go. I'm ready. I mean, boy, just anxious. Why? Because I've been put something in. When's the last time you was excited about walking into your Sunday school? When's the last time on your way to church going, oh, are they going to get it today? I'm telling you, boy, I hope them boys and girls are ready. I'm telling you, my gun is loaded.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Keep yourself fed. Keep yourself fed. I love it when people call me and say, hey, let me give you something. I got an outline right here in the back of my Bible, and I ain't even going to tell you what it says. But I like it when they come like this, ready-made. Brother Warren called me one day this week. He said, let me give you a thought. He started, I got about halfway through it. I said, ho, 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 ho. Just write that down and bring it to me. Hey, brother, he said it. It's mine. Hey, that's divinely. God gave me that through Warren. You know what that shows me? Somebody's been in their book. Somebody's been praying. Somebody's been seeking God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've preached more sermons Caleb Hewlin's given me, and you can shake a stick at. He said, Brother Eddie, I wouldn't say that. I don't care. I'll take help anywhere I can get it.
Amen.
Brother Caleb used to come to me all the time. He'd say, Brother Eddie, it suits you. You preach his. I said, yes, I will. Y'all all right? He said, that's not spiritual. It's very spiritual. Well, God put people here. Help me. Amen. Keep yourself fed. Keep yourself fed. If there ain't no word coming out of you, it's a good sign there ain't none going in you.
Amen.
If you got to scrimp and scrape, now they scrimp and scrape in times, God will let you go through a dry spell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
But if it's like that all the time, and you're last minute every Saturday night at 11 o'clock, and you're just grabbing at straws, anything, well, that'll work.
Amen, brother.
You ain't eating.
That's
Amen. You're going and getting somebody else's leftovers.
Yes, sir.
Keep yourself fed. Let me give you the last one. I'm done. Always, always, always give God the glory.
Amen.
For what's done. You get to thinking it's you, you're done.
Amen.
You get to thinking can't nobody do it like you do, you're done. Somebody been doing this a long time before we got here.
Amen.
And if the Lord tarries, somebody will be doing it a long time after we're gone.
Amen.
I get so fed up with these preachers, they think they're the only preacher in town. They some good men of God in this area. I'd be stupid if I thought we was the only one that had the right book and had the truth. And we're not.
Amen.
Amen. We need to give God the glory. It's to the glory. It's to the glory of God. I'm standing here tonight. It's to the glory of God. We bragged on Stacy a little bit tonight. It's the glory of God. He stood up there today and spoke at his cousin's funeral. Man, there's a day when a preacher that took a shotgun run him out of the door if he even got close to his pulpit. Amen. It ain't us. It's the Lord. Now listen, God used us today. Brother Bo and Brother Allen, God used you to show Austin how to be saved. But all you was the bird dog. You didn't shoot the quail. You just pointed it out. Austin come looking for the way, and you said, there he is. Let me tell you something. I don't want to bust your bubble. Come here. If there's a knothead in this church, this is it.
Amen.
Listen to me. Bo, Brother Allen, he could have done as good a job as you did telling that boy how to get saved. And I ain't demeaning what you did. I'm just saying God gets the glory. And if we'll keep that in our minds, when those children step off that bus, it's to the glory of God. Well, I had 48 on my bus today. No, God allowed you to have 48. God blessed you with 48. I had two saved off my bus today. God allowed you to have two saved off your bus today. Let's keep the right mindset. Listen, we're going to brag on you. We're going to pat you on the back, and we're going to appreciate you, but give God the glory for what he does. The Bible said, give honor to whom honor is due. We're going to honor you, brother. And we're going to appreciate you. That's what I'm trying to do tonight. Tell you, I love you. I thank God for what you do. Somebody said, boy, Brother Eddie's done a great work. Brother Eddie ain't done nothing. I just stand here and preach, man. I pray with people and try to counsel with people and help people. Man, y'all go out there and knock on the doors. Y'all bring them in. I love sitting in my truck out there on Sunday morning watching them kids file off them buses.
Amen.
That's one of my favorite things in the whole world to do. Amen. I like to do it from a distance. Amen. Because I step in there, I might rob some of your blessing. Them kids get off that bus, they'll come to me. I want them to love on you.
Amen.
I mean that. With all my heart, I love it. I love it when they come by my office on Sunday morning. Stick their head in. Love it when they come wanting some candy. Whew, it's getting expensive. I'm telling you, brother, these kids don't know what take one means. Amen. Thank you. Doing a good job. You'll get better if you'll keep doing it. You'll get better if you'll keep doing it. Don't let somebody investigate in you. Trying to see, check up on you, see if you're doing a good job or not. Don't you let them bother you.
Amen.
Now watch, now I'm going to close. When it comes to your critics, and I've always had them. Had some here this morning. I'll have some here next week. Probably got some here tonight. The devil will always, always, while I'm preaching, he'll let me see the face of that critic. He'll let me look just as they roll their eyes, just as they look in disgust, or just as they cross their arms and go, oh. I never miss it.
It's like the devil going, just. And you know what I've learned over the years? If I'm not careful, I'll let that one precious person make me mad, and I'll take it out on the rest of you. But you know what I've learned to do? Sometimes I just want to do it physically. I'm not looking at you. I can't see your smirky little face, heifer. And I'm not putting my hands up for that direction for no reason. Here. I don't want nobody to think I'm picking them out. Amen? Listen, don't let them bother you. And don't let them affect your spirit. If you'll keep your mind, your thoughts on the main thing, and that's those that you're serving, those that you're helping, and that's the reason you're there, don't let anybody draw your attention off what you're doing. We're doing a great work. Oh, we can do better. Sure we can. We can improve. Sure we can. And we want to. It ought to be our desire to do better at what we're doing. But we're still doing a great work. I tell you what, there's three saved here today. When we get to heaven, ask them, was it worth it?
Amen.
Ask them, was it worth it? When you get to heaven and you see little Wanda come running across there, and most of y'all don't know little Wanda, but we do. Spent her life with spinal bifida in a wheelchair, Brother Al. Painted the baseboard crawling on her belly, holding that paintbrush in her teeth over an old building. Oh, yeah. She told me first thing she's doing, we get to heaven, is kicking my tail. That's what she said. Because she's going to have legs that'll work. As soon as I see her, I'm just going to assume the position. Amen. Because I got one coming. Amen. Ask her if it was worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Don't ever underestimate the value of what you're doing. Simple stuff. Ignore your critics. Amen. What was the third one? Anybody remember? Eat. Make sure you feed yourself spiritually and then give God the glory for what he's done. It's that simple. That'll keep you in the fight. I believe that with all my heart. That'll keep you. Let's stand to our feet. Miss Janice, you come. Hey, listen. Maybe you've been a little discouraged. Maybe you've allowed the critics to discourage you a little bit. Why don't you just come tell God you're sorry that you allowed the devil to get your eye off the main thing and to help you focus on what's most important. And that's the people that you serve and the people you're trying to see saved and the people you're trying to see grow in the Lord. Amen. Sister Janice, you've got a verse on your heart. Sing it. You mind God tonight. You mind the Lord. I just really from my heart want to tell you I appreciate what you're doing. Every one of you. Hey, some of you parents, you ought to thank our workers every now and then. Our Patch Club and our Pee Wee Club. Our nursery workers. You ought to thank them instead of criticizing. Our junior church, our children's church. It's not just bus kids they teach every Sunday. It's our kids. Amen. My little grandson explained how the blood of Jesus Christ works to me. He learned that from Brother Jerry and Miss Irene. Hallelujah. Let them know you appreciate them. Amen.